The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you, and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com. It's
better over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Yo. So.
Let me get a shot real quick before you start talking.
So Trump.
You get all talky.
Trump has.
Also, my kid's baseball coach.
What?
His birthday today, huh?
Oh.
What, Mike?
I don't know why. I thought the way you're reading, I thought you were going to say
he
did something.
I came up on my thing. Mike. Like that guy.
Happy birthday.
Yeah.
So, Trump, he's going to be president, right? He defeated Harris. Yeah. He's the president.
Is that good or bad?
President-elect, they call it. Well, it depends on who you ask.
I'm asking you.
Well, we don't know yet. Hasn't started yet. But so far, he's off to a good start. He's picked the first female chief of staff.
Bitcoin
through the roof. And they say it'll continue to climb, my friend. Continue to climb for a while. So get in while you can, Snowcone.
Late to be getting in, but...
No, they said it's still climbing. They said it's going to continue to climb. I just saw things morning for a while. Yeah, but you just buy fractions
right,
of it.
I got a little bit here.
Yeah. So Trump has been busy filling these cabinet positions. He's got the first female White House chief of staff. He's named some others. Snoke and I were trying to look it up just now. But the big news is that he picked his Secretary of State.
Politics and word tonight that President-elect Trump wants to appoint as his Secretary of State an opponent, one of many, that he once brutally belittled. Sources telling ABC News he'll nominate Florida Senator Marco Rubio for the post. During the 2016 campaign, you'll recall, when they were rivals, Trump called Rubio Little Marco.
Little Marco. He called him other things, too, I'm sure, right?
He said a small...
Was that him? I can't remember when the penis talk was going, who he said had
a
small wiener.
And then Marco said he had a small wiener.
He said Trump did?
And said, I'm packing down there.
Okay, I confused the Ted Cruz
stuff. They argued about their wieners.
Yeah,
I remember that.
Happened.
And that was Rubio?
Yeah.
Okay. I get a lot of that Rubio-Ted Cruz stuff mixed up, because he said Ted Cruz's dad killed Kennedy, right?
It's when Rubio tried to do the... Trump,
he tried to go right back at him.
Trump back on Trump, and he was just
like, at first
at
he was like, you know, hey, I'm not going to do this. We're going to be above
take the
this.
High road.
And then everybody was like, whatever, you got a little wiener. And he was like, I'll tell you who's got a little wiener.
Right.
Trump.
Right. He tried to do it back to him, and it was just horrible.
Well, so, okay. Marco Rubio is Secretary of State. What do you guys think of that? You guys are the political junkies. Is he,
I don't know anything about Marco Rubio.
I don't really either. He wants to keep daylight savings time permanent, so I like that.
Oh, you love him then.
Yeah, if
he hasn't been able to pass it in 10 years.
He talks about it for 10 years and can't get it done.
Well, now he's going to have a little bit more pull.
Yeah, maybe he can convince these people to get daylight savings to be permanent. But with him leaving, if he goes, you know, if he becomes Secretary of State, that leaves a Senate seat, right? So you have this open Senate seat in Florida, and now the governor of Florida will have to name his replacement. I guess that's how it works. Governor names the replacement.
Okay.
Does that sound right to you, political junkie in there?
Yeah. Sounds right to me.
That's what this article said.
They have special elections sometimes.
Okay. So it says, in Florida, the temporary replacement will serve as senator until the seat comes up for re-election, which in the case of Rubio's seat isn't until 2028. So we're talking about a solid 3 years here of an open Senate seat. And there is a big push now for Ron DeSantis. People are trying to contact him, get his attention, because there is a big push for him to pick a certain person to be senator, to take that seat for 3 years. You know who it is?
No.
Any guesses? I'll give you a clue.
Well, they live in Florida.
South Florida loves him. They love him. They love
him. Jimmy Buffett died.
Yep, Jimmy Buffett's dead.
Ricky Martin.
You're getting closer. You are getting closer.
Pitbull.
My friends, they want Pitbull. I do want you. Floridians want Pitbull to take Marco Rubio's Senate seat. Why are you shaking your head over there?
I just thought it was funny.
Well, why is it funny?
He owns a stadium now.
Yeah, he's definitely a smart businessman, right?
We're just leaning into it now. Let's just go full Idiocracy.
I like the idea. What's wrong with Pitbull? He seems smart to me. And he started this whole naming colleges thing, which I think is going to take off.
He bought the stadium, right?
Better take off. Yeah, he bought the stadium to promote himself, which is brilliant. Right. I can't believe no one else has done that. When these big stadiums come up, or amphitheaters or whatever, and they're looking for someone to buy the naming rights, I can't believe there haven't been more people that just say, I'm a celebrity, and I just want to put my name on it to continue to promote me. This is the Paris Hilton Amphitheater or whatever.
Right, or especially the billionaires that went to that school.
Exactly. Just put your name on it and that's
naming rights to the stadium.
That's that. But to have a musician like Pitbull do it, I just think, of course, people are going to do this. So now Floridians want DeSantis to name Pitbull to be the holder of that Senate seat for the next 3 years.
And?
I like it. Well, I mean, now they're just getting started now. They're trying to get his attention. They got a tweet at him. You guys have a X on your phone, right? I guess you can X him.
Has Pitbull said anything?
I haven't seen where Pitbull has said anything yet. So, I mean, I got to think he would do it, though, right? It would be an honor.
I would think so.
He's more than qualified. What does it take to be a senator? I don't even know. What are the qualifications?
Less qualified people doing it. How about that?
How about that? And what you're really doing in American politics is a popularity contest. That's what it is. And so if you can win that popularity contest, well, Pitbull's already won it. I think Pitbull on the Senate would be great. I think usher in a whole new era of politics in America.
Interesting for him to be there.
Pitbull's not going to get bought out by special interests. He's not going to get bribed by big corporations.
Well, he might.
He's a man of the people. You think Pitbull is going to take big oil money and lie to the American people, vote against something that is in our interest?
He's Puerto Rican.
Yeah?
Complete trash.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
And for people who don't know...
What?
He is referencing a joke that was made at a Republican convention rally, whatever that thing was, that got a lot of heat because it was completely racist. Oh, my God, Jesus Laszlo. Christ. Don't. Come on. Even that guy regretted telling that joke.
Seriously.
He did?
I think so. He should have. That was not good.
That he did.
I don't know that he
did. I don't know what guy you're talking about. I don't know what joke you're talking about.
Yes, you do. You're referencing that joke right now. That's what you're doing. You're not racist. You're certainly not racist against Puerto Ricans. That's ridiculous. I've been to Puerto Rico. It's a beautiful island. It's great. I told you should go there for vacation. And Pitbull's bilingual.
You said it was a giant island of trash.
I did not say that. Some guy at a Republican rally said that. I did not say that. I said it's beautiful.
I'm not saying that.
No, I told you it was awesome. I said it was beautiful. It's an inexpensive way to take a tropical vacation. You should do it. It's awesome. And the food is amazing. Absolutely amazing. I hope that Pitbull gets the Senate seat, and I hope this ushers in. You guys are kind of shaking your heads, but I really think this could be just what America needs, and we didn't know we needed it, is to have celebrities who've never been in politics start filling these seats.
We have one for the president.
I know, so why not now start at the bottom and fill all those seats?
Straight to the top.
I know.
We did it with Reagan.
Yeah, but stuff has to get done through Congress.
Tony Bono.
And they were all good. All these people you're naming were great.
Jerry Springer.
Right? Springer got in a little bit of trouble, but he wasn't a celebrity yet.
And he was also just a mayor.
Yeah, he was just in politics, Cincinnati mayor.
Yeah.
If you got to be famous, and then you get elected because you're famous. Like Schwarzenegger, that's one of the great examples. Trump is one of the great examples, right?
Sonny Bono
is one of those great examples. All of those people, by the way, as far as I know, great at their jobs. Have you ever heard anything negative about
Schwarzenegger's
governorship?
No,
of course not.
People
loved
him.
Yeah. Ever heard anything negative about Trump?
No.
Like in the last 10 years, have you ever heard anything negative about Trump? People love him. Mm-mm. They love him. So let's start filling these seats, baby.
What do they have in common?
Who could we have in Kansas? You guys could have Paul Rudd.
Puerto Rico, that island of trash.
Oh, my God, Leslie, you got to stop. You got to stop.
It does take some getting used to.
The Church of Laszlo.
Okay, everybody just calm down.
On 98.9 The Rock.
Yo.
What's going on?
Nothing. I've got something for you here in a second I want you to hear. I think it's a is-it-sexist sort of thing.
Okay.
Just like to, you may have heard this story or at least seen the headline about this.
Yeah?
About the guy who went skiing, got a concussion.
No.
Ends up getting married to someone who dumped him. You haven't seen this story?
No.
Okay. I'd like to get your thoughts on it. Real quick, I found this funny audio earlier that I want to play you because we love a good investigation into massage parlors. We had one in Texas a couple weeks ago. The cops there got in trouble for getting happy endings. They were supposed to stop before they got the happy endings. I guess in Florida, this big sting, I don't see any scandals in the headlines. I just saw the Polk County sheriff talking about this operation. The operation was called Operation Skin So Soft. That was the name of this. A two-day sting that led to the arrest of 21 individuals. 2 days, 21
skin
people.
So soft.
And they call it Skin So Soft. And I just want to play this Florida sheriff. Just listen to this.
The undercover would say, no, 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 just a massage. So on three different occasions, she continued to try to come back and upcharge him to engage in sex.
Yeah.
She stood in front of the door so he couldn't leave.
What?
And then she tried to hold him down.
What?
This is a big undercover detective, and she might have been 5 foot tall. She wasn't as big as a popcorn fart. A word to the wise.
What does that mean?
If you don't want to get arrested and have your picture up here on a Skin So Soft bulletin board, don't do it. Next time, it can be the customers.
Laszlo, these cops went in there, and the women were saying, you can't leave until we have sex?
Can't leave.
Oh, my God.
Man.
When we talked about this last time, we were talking about, what is it like when you go through it? You know, how do you tip them? What's the proper protocol?
Etiquette.
And they're saying that in this one, the women just held them down.
And said, right. And a 5 foot, what do you say? A 5 foot?
5 foot nothing. Yeah, or whatever she was.
Right. And she held down the cop?
Big officer. Yeah. Blocking the door.
Do you believe that?
Won't let him leave. I've never experienced it. The problem is, though, I've never said no thanks.
Well,
so I don't know. I don't actually know. I never got the impression that if I said no thanks, they were going to block the door. But I've also never said no thanks. I did get a mugshot thing. It was all the women that were arrested.
Okay, see them?
Yeah, I'll show it to you and see what you think. These are all the women that were arrested. You know, I mean, I think if they arrested that many women in Nevada, it would be a little different. If you could see Laszlo's face right now, twitch.tv/churchoflaszlo. But in the moment, Laszlo, it's late at night.
Boy, it's going to have to be late.
It's definitely
going to
be late.
I see why like, you can't leave. Like, oh, God.
The Church of Laszlo.
Okay, so just tell me, is this sexist?
No.
You don't think it is?
Oh.
Nah, it's
everybody's
fine.
Overreacting.
No, no one's saying it's sexist.
Oh, okay.
I think people are like, what a great story. I kept seeing it, and I thought, if you reversed the genders here, would this still be a great story? So, a man suffered a concussion while skiing. He loves to ski. Got in an accident, suffered a very severe concussion.
Okay.
He forgot that his girlfriend had dumped him the day before. That's how bad the concussion was. She had dumped him the day before.
He didn't have any memory?
So, he didn't have memory of her dumping him. So, my understanding is...
How much memory did he lose? Like months, days,
weeks?
Doesn't
say. It just says that he forgot that she broke up with him the day before. So, maybe there's an article somewhere that gives more detail about his memory loss. But this thing says it was a severe concussion and that his short-term memory was severely affected and he did not remember that she had broken up with him the day before. So, I'm guessing at this point, it sounds like what's happening is he's continuing to talk to her as if they weren't broken up, right? And also, he's injured. So, you know, you go to the hospital, you got this bad concussion, you're calling your girlfriend, texting your girlfriend. She's probably thinking, well, you know, he's hurt. What do I do?
Right.
I can't. So instead, she just goes with it and pretends like they're not broken up because he doesn't think they're broken up. So she just goes with it, pretends like they're not broken up.
Mm-hmm.
7 months later, they get married.
Okay.
They get married, and this is a big happy story.
Poor guy goes skiing, and he got a really bad concussion, and he didn't remember that I broke up with him. So he just thought that we were still dating, and that I just was not messaging him that often or something. We got back together, and then 7 months after that, we got married, and we've been married for 4 years since then, and it's been so much fun.
So... because
what's
she broke up with him, and he just forgot, that's okay, right?
Maybe he didn't really forget.
But if he's just playing it, like 50 first dates.
Sure.
He's just
like, oh, look, I don't remember that you broke up with me.
That's pretty good. That's a total Costanza move.
Yeah.
I know you're not a Seinfeld fan, but that's absolutely something he would do. So you just pretend like you don't know that you got dumped. But if you took this story and you reversed it and said that he had dumped her, and then he gets this concussion, and she showed up at the hospital pretending like he hadn't dumped her. That would be bad, right? If he dumps her and then she pretends like, oh, that never happened because he doesn't remember it, I feel like that's... But because she dumped him, it's her... Basically, the ball was in her court anyway. He thought they were still together, so she just goes with it.
Well, how does she know that he doesn't remember? Like,
yeah,
you know what I mean?
Question.
Like, how do you know that?
I mean, I'm with you.
Did he bring it up? Like, did she bring it? She didn't bring it up. Right. So if he's just like, hey, what's going on? And then she never brings it up. I don't know.
She said that he had no idea that she had dumped him the day before. After he received medical attention at the hospital, he tried calling her to pick him up because he wasn't able to drive.
Right. And like, hey, she?
Come get me. But since his concussion impaired his memory, he had no idea that they'd broken up.
Did she come get him?
And she said that she's like, why is he messaging me this? I just broke up with him. So after getting the concussion, he thought he's still dating Jenna. He continues to text her as if everything's normal. And she's getting all these messages, and it finally dawns on her that maybe he doesn't realize that we broke up. And so then I guess that's at the point where she starts to go with it. 7 months later, they start dating again. 7 months later, they're married. In 51st Dates, what was the scenario? She woke up every day, right? And
I forgot her day, yeah.
Everything?
Everything.
So she would start her day with the VHS tape.
That he made it for.
That he made.
Yeah.
And that VHS tape would say, hey, I know you think...
Yeah, watch me.
Yesterday,
and then
it'll
be boom, 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 boom.
But it's actually been years since what you last remember.
I do this every morning.
And now we're in love.
And here we are having fun, whatever. Yeah.
Right.
That's
and
a good movie.
After the VHS tape every morning, she walks out. Because at least at the end of that movie, I think she walks out like, hi, honey.
Yep. Why are you laughing so hard?
Just, if you woke up tomorrow, and you think today is obviously yesterday, you wake up tomorrow morning, and somebody tells you no, it's 2028, and you watch a VHS tape and that some woman made for you, Laszlo.
Yeah.
It says we're married and we get along now. You would be extremely skeptical.
Yeah, but I think in that VHS tape they have her dad. She knows who her dad is.
I know. They put
and
it all
he
together.
Tells it, right? And the doctor's there, and they all come on. They say, this is what happened.
Yeah.
Watch it. It's crazy, but this is what happened. I don't know. I think I'd probably be all right with it.
You think so?
When I came up, if my parents were there...
Yeah,
I know who they are. Like, okay,
yeah. So just every day you go through that.
Well, I wouldn't have any other way to do it.
Well, right. I mean, the tape was the best strategy you had during that movie. The whole time I thought, how are they going to answer this?
Yeah,
her memory's going to have to come back. And instead of bringing her memory back, they made the VHS tape for her.
Yeah.
But I'm just trying to get you to imagine a scenario where you wake up tomorrow and it's 2030, and there's a woman in your house that you don't recognize, but she's got video of you, your mom, and me going, hey, man, you like her.
And you have this condition, and a doctor. And I'd probably be like, wow, that's crazy.
But that would be a hell of a day each day.
I think first hour or so every day is like, oh, wow, it's crazy. And then they start talking to you. They're like, yeah, I get it.
Okay, so here we are.
Like, I really don't remember yesterday, so that's something.
Yeah, I guess. Man, I feel like that would freak me out, but maybe I'm putting too much of myself on Drew Barrymore. If I woke up on a boat watching a movie, weren't they on a boat?
I was thinking they're on a boat. Yeah.
So you wake up on a boat and watch this VHS tape that says, hey, it's actually 5 years later or whatever.
Yeah.
You're with this guy now. Here he is. This is what he looks like. He's going to be waiting for you when you walk out of the room.
Get up, there'll be coffee ready for you. I think that's what it said. And here's a doctor. This is what happened. You had an accident. You fell down. I'd be like, okay, I wouldn't. As long as my parents were there.
Okay, what if? I know I shouldn't be doing this, but just what if? You wake up tomorrow morning, there's a videotape, it says, play me. You play it, it says, hey, Laszlo, I know you think that it's November of 2024, but it's actually February of 2031.
Okay.
You and your ex got back together.
Okay.
And here's a video showing you guys reconciling. Everything's great now. Your friends, your family are all saying, hey, you guys got back together.
Right.
And then you walk out of the bedroom. To you, it still feels like it's November 13th.
Right.
But it's actually 5 years later, and so you walk out of the room, and there's your ex-wife.
Well, I get what you're saying, and you're laughing, but I think it would have to be more detailed.
The video?
Like, the video would have to be like, this is what happened, this is why it happened, and this date, this has happened, on this date, this happened, on this date, this happened. I mean, you couldn't just be like, hey, you guys got back together, and she's upstairs. Like, I'd be like, okay, that's not a thing.
Right, no, you got
to
make a more convincing
tape. I also have the problem where I really can't remember yesterday.
Yeah, of course.
So both that's hard of those to imagine. Things would have to, right.
Yeah, that you've just lost the last 5 years.
Like, I guess I would, if you were in the videotape, Snow Cone was in the videotape, you guys had signs, the best man at my wedding, right? My kids, my parents. Like, after
you
a
got
while,
remarried
videotape,
even. There's
I'd
video.
Like,
part of the video is you getting remarried. You
just had
that
right?
whole
I mean,
thing. And then you walk out and she says something to you like, oh, look who finally decided to wake up.
Well, I don't think you should wake up somebody like that.
Well,
I don't think they
she's
did
she's been
that.
With you every day at that point. She would remember, you know?
Well,
I guess that's the other thing. You'd have to treat that person each day very delicately.
Of course, the first couple hours, for sure.
Might be a good thing to fake, actually. People would be really nice to you. They'd have to be. People would care for you. But how are they going to test it? You go to the hospital, they're going to say, we don't have any answers. We don't know what's going on. We don't see a tumor.
Mm.
They're not going to say it's fake. It's not like it just shows up on a CAT scan. Hey, here it is. This person has the Drew Barrymore 51st Dates thing. It doesn't work like that. I think I'd be freaked out. But what if, now if you wake up tomorrow morning, and I think...
Well, by the way, G4, if you watch that movie, it's her talking to her, too.
Yeah. She's in,
like, she does, like, hey, I know you're watching this. It's you talking to you.
Yeah, so you'd have that. And what if you woke up tomorrow, you had that whole tape, and then it says, and now you're living with someone, and you walk out, and it's a hot chick from Uzbekistan. You know what I mean?
Well, I mean, like, every one of those tapes could be better.
A little Uzi, huh?
Every one of those tapes could be better or
worse,
right?
That's
but
true.
I mean, the first hour would be weird, for sure.
Oh, very weird. I mean, I think you'd have a full panic attack, for sure. You'd think probably someone's playing a joke on me, because if I really thought it was the 13th, November 13th, 2024...
It's the 12th, something.
It's the 12th now, but tomorrow will be the 13th. So if I really thought that, then... I think at first I might think someone's playing a joke on me. This has got to be some sort of a prank. I didn't forget 6 years. What are they doing? Why is there this tape here? But, like you said, there's different ways this tape can go. And if it's got me talking to myself and says, and here's this chick from Uzbekistan.
Me talking to me myself.
Be weird if it's a VHS tape now.
Well, yeah, I get it. Okay, it's a DVD. It's a video on your phone. Play me.
DVD's also weird.
Well, we're talking about the movie, okay? It's 51st Date. So just play it on your phone. Yeah. Fine. You watch the video, you come out, there's a chick from Uzbekistan. You think you could just go with it?
Well, what are you going to do?
I know that's the thing. I think you just don't have really a lot of options. You can panic each day.
If it's I think you do. Like, she walks out and she's like, okay. Like, she seems awkward at first. So I think that's what you like. And then, you know, everybody that you kind of remember is there. And like, hey, that videotape's real. You got, you know, in an accident. I'd be like, oh, that's fun.
Yeah. And here you go. Here's your life. Yeah. Everyone talking to you. And I love your idea that the story about the couple that got married after the guy got a concussion and forgot that they had broken up.
No.
I like the idea that he just faked that.
Or maybe he didn't even fake it.
Well, no.
He was like, hey, I got hurt. Come get me.
Right. I know. But I'm saying he could have faked it, too. Like you said, he could have just faked it.
That's such a Costanza move.
Because it would be a total Costanza move. Just pretend like we didn't break up. And what's she going to do now? I'm getting out of the hospital.
He might not even thought, like, oh, she thinks I don't remember.
Yeah.
He really could have just been like, I'm hurt. I know we broke up yesterday, but it hadn't been that long.
Yeah.
Come get me.
Yeah.
And she doesn't say anything about it. Like, oh, he must have forgot.
Yeah.
Well, he's like, oh, I didn't forget.
It worked. Congratulations to them. There's the happy couple, Laszlo. The concussion couple. They look good, don't they?
Yeah.
The Church of Laszlo.
The Church of Laszlo. On 98.9, The Rock. The Rock.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
For the past 3 seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a 4th season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.